Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. A little bit under the weather still, so bear with me here. Thank you for the opportunity to come before the committee today and listen to the testimony. And there's a lot of emotions on both sides of the aisle. And I thank the chairman and the committee for keeping a respectful and orderly hearing today. That seems to be a hard thing to do nowadays. I am in support of the Northern Pass, not only for the benefit to our community, but the surrounding communities and what I feel is the state of New Hampshire. But I do feel these people's pain. However, legislation for one entity or one area is bad legislation. You yourself, Senator, at the start of this hearing said, this isn't about Northern Pass, this isn't about a specific project. Yet, time and again, almost every person that comes up here has mentioned Northern Pass. Your senators and some of the senators on the committee are asking specific questions about Northern Pass, whether the lines be buried or not buried, and that's not relevant to this hearing. That begs to ask the question, are we here because of Northern Pass? I feel that if Northern Pass project hadn't come along, we probably would not be here today. And it's been mentioned that 12A, you know, covers all this. Well, if 12A is so perfect and covers all this, why do we need additional legislation? There's plenty of federal regulation, there's state regulation that handles eminent domain. I'm not a fan of eminent domain by any means, but there are mechanisms to make sure that it works. And I believe this legislation is specifically targeted to one project, one area, and it's bad legislation. And it will have unintended consequences in other areas. Thank you.